This will be, for the last five finals, the Roosters conceding just 34 points. So the three finals last year, the two finals this year, a grand total of 34 points. Is that outrageous or what?
That's brilliant.
That's a strong culture. Mate, the coaches should be applauded, but also the players. It comes back to attitude. You always say defence is an attitude, and the Roosters have got that in spades. And look at Boyd Cordner. The adrenaline. He knows he's going to the grand final next week.
What about young Sam Verrill?
Back to back.
Oh. He'll play 80 minutes here. 46 tackles. Did he go off? Did he have a spell?
I don't think he did. And I know Jake Crent has earned the right to sort of be there. But
it's a big call, isn't it?
It's a big call. And Trent Robertson told us he'd be right for next week.
Yes.
The way it's been explained to me is if he's fit, he's in. But, gee, it's a massive call.
Yeah. Because Radley went off there for a while, so if Verrills was going to get a break, you'd imagine Radley would have picked up in a dummy half. But yeah. I think he's played all 80
minutes. I'm told he's played all 79 to this point.
Incredible.
There's so much to like about Verrills, isn't there?
Here's Isaac Liu. Have they got one more try to send these fans home even happier than what they are right now? 30 metres out, not 14-6, the Roosters. Here's Crichton. He's been terrific tonight.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with Orbison? He's been outstanding out on this right-hand side, Crichton.
20 metres out, four tackles gone, 35 seconds left. They've got no interest in scoring. Here's Tedesco. Well, even when they've got no interest, he's still threatening, but he takes the tackle 12 away. 25 seconds to go. Here's Keary. Throws it away to Croc, who runs backwards, stabs it into touch. That should be it. 18 seconds left. But the Storm look as though they're going to try and stop the clock for one final play. But it's too little, too late.
But look at Cameron Smith making sure he gets all the boys in there. It's all over.
Yeah.
But he gets them in there.
1 second.
He doesn't stop believing, and it's just all about attitude. Wendell, he's incredible.
Yeah, he just competes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And even though they're going to lose the game, he just wants them to finish it off in a positive manner with the right attitude.
So the final play of this game, but it'll be the Roosters' night. Munster poised. Melbourne have cracked them just once. They hold it in the scrum deliberately. Cam Smith jumps out of the left side, throws to Olam. Olam now skips away, then a flick pass. Oh, it's put down. It's all over. Addo Carr drops it. Sydney Roosters, just the fourth team in the NRL era trying to go back-to-back that have made it all the way to the next year's grand final. The Storm did it last year. The Storm did it in 2008. The Roosters did it in 2003. None of those teams won. This Sydney Roosters outfit, one of the great defensive teams we have ever seen, are 80 minutes away from ending a 25-26 year hoodoo of teams defending a premiership. But the Canberra Raiders are waiting. What a mouth-watering grand final we have. The champions versus the contenders. The Raiders against the Roosters next Sunday at ANZ Stadium. What a performance tonight by the Roosters. It sure wasn't pretty, but my goodness, they are impossible to crack.
Oh, Dan, is it Rocky versus Apollo next week? Is it, you know, the Rocky, the Canberra Raiders versus the Roosters in Apollo Creed? I mean, what a matchup that's going to be, and what a performance tonight by the Roosters. You spoke about their defence, Dan. Let's take nothing away from what they did with the football. Wave after wave after wave, they challenged the Storm defence. The Storm were great tonight. I mean, they were fantastic last week against Parramatta, but they came out here tonight and they threw it all at the Roosters, and they just could not break their defence. It was an amazing contest.
What about this, Blake? James Tedesco with you, Brent Reed.
So the amazing defensive performance again tonight.
Yeah, that's our cornerstone. Robbo, one of the best team performance of the year. I think we got it. They threw a lot at us there. We just kept holding them. Obviously, one try. We wanted to keep them to nil, but it's a pretty pleasing win.
Back-to-back grand finals. Chance to go back-to-back. First time in, what, 20-odd years it's happened. What are you thinking right now?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Obviously, didn't want to think too far ahead, but we knew this is going to be one of our toughest games of the year. We knew it would come down to the wire, and obviously want to enjoy the win, but I'm looking forward to it next week.
Do you boys?
Hey, Teddy, Gers, mate, congratulations. It looked like a frantic, hectic game. How did it feel out there speed-wise?
Yeah, the first 20 was fast pace, really struggling to support and get my breath back, but our boys were outstanding. I think our forwards, it's just a sort of end-to-end battle through the middle, and our forwards were outstanding. Obviously, missing Jared, the boys really stepped up.
Yeah, gee, Robbo's got some big calls to make next week. Obviously, Sammy Verrill's made 80 minutes. What a performance by him in his first year of first grade. And then, obviously, Crichton, big Crichton on the right side. You know, when Orbison went off, he was outstanding. Yeah. So it's going to be a tough week for Robbo in the boardroom.
Sammy's outstanding. You wouldn't think he's under 20 the way he's been playing in his first year. He's been outstanding for us, filling in for Nug and Gussie as well. He's sort of been sort of all over the shop in our team, but when he comes on, he really had some impact tonight.
Hey Teddy, I thought you were outstanding again tonight, mate. But I've got to say, what about your captain Boyd Cordner? You know, there was a few doubts with Kiri and him, but Boyd just leads from the front. How good?
Hey, every time we're in our own end, Boyd just puts his hand up for a tough carry, and that's why I love. I love playing with him. He's just a leader. He leads from the front, leads with his actions, and just takes those tough carries and doesn't stop.
Good stuff, mate. Good luck next week.
Enjoy, Teddy. Thanks, good luck for next week.
Yeah.
Oh. They've been there before. You heard it there in James Tedesco's voice. They know the job's not done. Yeah. It's a different story to last night. The Raiders, there were tears, and there should be tears for what they did.
Yeah.
But the Roosters know. I mean, they didn't come to make the grand final. They came to win the grand final.
But how much does this, a performance like that take out of them, Dan? Because, you know, that was, everyone was talking about that was going to be the grand final. So emotionally, physically, very... I mean, not that the Raiders game wasn't physical, but just emotionally, you know, getting up for a game like that and then having to then go again against the Raiders. It's a big test for them.
Yeah, the extra day, I think, will, you know, certainly help the Raiders. But grand final week... Jeez, that mate, they were Roosters, they were good. At stages, you thought, Melbourne's coming to get them here, but they scrambled so well, and at no stage did they panic.
Did you ever feel, though, I'll ask you this afterwards, because Boyd Cordner, what a colossus he was. Yeah. He's with you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, Boyd, apparently you're under an injury cloud. You wouldn't have known it.
Yeah, look, you know, I had a little bit of a niggle in injury there against the house. I had to come off and not finish the game, but I worked around the clock. I didn't want to miss tonight, and... thank God I got back to full health and I could play my part for the team.
What are you thinking, Boyd? Did you watch the Canberra game? What do you think about that matchup?
Yeah, definitely watched that game. It was a really high quality game. It was awesome to watch. Looked really fast. Both teams looked really good with the ball. Canberra done really well to hold South out there, especially with 12 men near the end. So, look, they're there for a reason. Canberra, they've been awesome all year, so... Look, we'll take the next couple of days just to relax and to rest the bumps and bruises, and then I'm sure that we'll get stuck into Canberra next week.
Up to you, boys.
Boyd, I guess given the fact that you were under a bit of an injury cloud, but you didn't have Jared up front, made your role even more important tonight to make sure you got out there and left from the front.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of experience Jared just left. Of him not playing, he's a leader of our side, and naturally I just thought I was pretty eager to play this game, and I wanted to do my bit for the team, and leadership wise I wanted to stand up in that department as well.
Boyd, you must be so proud of the boys, mate. Your defence was unbelievable. Melbourne threw so much at you, but you just kept working for one another. It means so much to you guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, mate. This journey we've been on this year, it's been a lot different to last year. It's been a hell of a ride, and we knew we had a massive task. Like you just touched on then, they threw a lot at us, but, you know, we showed some heart there on our line, and defence wins big games, mate. Yeah.
Good rollout tonight too. Over 30,000 here at the G. How did it feel?
Yeah, it felt unreal. This ground's got a lot of history behind it, and it's only fitting that we call it our home for the next few years. I mean, you know, it's the home of rugby league going back in the day, and, we've really made it our own.
You sure have. You're almost unbeatable here. Good on you, boys.
Enjoy the week, boy.
Thank you very much, mate. Nice stuff. Thank you.
Good.
You can't call it
the G. Thank We've got a big audience in Melbourne.
I apologise.
Yeah. The G is
it's Sydney's G.
This is the cricket ground. This
it's
is the cricket ground.
You're right.
All right. Yeah. Oh, what a night it's been.
Oh, that was great. Did you enjoy it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved
anyway, I think the people of Melbourne have turned off anyway. I mean, the Storm are out.
But I would have thought we were so engaging, Gerds.
Maybe.
Speaking of our Melbourne friends, I think we're saying farewell to you.
Thank you, guys.
Everyone else who wants to listen. We're going to take one more interview. Luke Keary, he's with you, Brent Reed.
Luke, if you listen to the news reports and everything, the past 24 hours were pretty tumultuous for you. Can you take us through what happened?
I'll take you through it next week after we finish.
You looked a bit proppy at the end there. You okay?
No, I'm all right. I'm all right. I just got something, but I'm all right.
Oh, I feel something. Oh, here we go. One of them last year.
You've learnt the rooster.
No, sweet. I just had to rest my ankle up the week before and just had to manage it through the week, but there was never any doubt.
Up to you guys.
Hey, Luca, I love you, mate. You're a foreign competitor, mate. When was failure? What about when Kafusi palmed you off? You didn't really like that. You sort of went at him. I love it, mate.
He got me straight in the face. I seen red. I didn't feel like I hit him in the head, but so...
You missed him, mate. Yeah,
I think you got some hair, but got some of his hair.
I had a full palm of it.
What'd you make of that, Luke? Obviously, you guys look like you're sort of in full control of the game at 8-0, and then they found a way to get back in, put you guys under pressure. Did you feel like you lost the momentum there for a while?
Yeah, mate. We were just awful with the ball up there, and we just couldn't get our plays on properly. They had good defence, but we just couldn't finish them off. And as they do, they got back in the game. We did lose that momentum for 5 or 6 minutes there, but the boys just kind of hung in there. We stopped a few tries and turned it back around.
Hey, can I ask, mate, was it slippery out there in the middle? It seemed like a few of the boys were slipping over and losing their footing.
Yeah, on these colder nights, it gets a little bit dewy and the pitch is pretty hard, so you can lose your footing through there.
What's this? Was this your third now? Third GF?
Yeah. Yep, third.
Pretty impressive, mate.
Good stuff, mate.
This happens every year, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The first with the Rabbitohs, but geez, you've learned the Roosters' way. You're playing funny buggers with injuries and mucking around with them. Fair, dude. Anyway, you enjoy the week.
Well done, buddy. Enjoy the week.
There is Luke Kakiri, who was, we got to say, noticeably hobbling, but yes. you wouldn't think they'd keep him out.
Still, let's call him. Did Rudy say it? Proppy? I think proppy's the word.
Mate, he's putting it on for the media.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know, but
maybe they need him, though.
Oh, do they? What?
He was good.
Well, the Raiders, they'll be targeting on Kiri. Mate, you want to win that grand final? Other than their forward pack, he's a bloke you've got to sort of take out a bit.
Stay tuned, because we've got a little bit to come. We're going to take the press conferences and wrap things up here from the SCG. It's the Roosters into another grand final. Well done. A great season by the Melbourne Storm. 20 wins in the regular season, but they fall a game short of the big one. So to our audience who's leaving us, we say good night. If you want to keep listening, the Triple M NRL app for our audience in Sydney and Brisbane and for many other parts of the country. We'll be back right after this as Triple M rocks the finals.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Here he puts up a high ball coming down in the corner for Chambers. Here's Timbo. Oh! Timbo goes up, but the players are aware of it. Oh! Timbo flips it back to corner. He takes it and plunges over. Sensation. So the grand final of 2019 is set. It's the Roosters against the Raiders. First time they've met in a decider, and that is next Sunday night. I think 7:30 is kickoff time. They change it every year, but it's about 7:30 next Sunday night at ANZ Stadium, and we'll be there from midday here on Triple M. I believe we're going to take the press conferences when they happen shortly. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Dan Gane.
I shouldn't ask you this, Dan, because you probably don't know off the top of your head. How many grand finals has Cooper now played in? That's incredible.
Yeah. Ninth?
Yeah.
If you include, obviously, the 2 years that I've taken away.
Yeah.
Nine grand finals.
Yeah.
I just want to say, he's the Midas touch.
That's unbelievable. Is that the most? Has anyone played more than that?
Some of those Dragons players back in the, 11.
Yeah, wins. In that.
Kevin wouldn't have played that many because he won.
He won six.
Won six, probably lost one.
Lost one for the Raiders.
Nine grand finals.
Yeah. I'll go through it. I was looking at that today. He's 5-3 in grand finals. Let me just make sure I've got this right.
Okay.
That's
5-3 in grand finals. Well, think about it.
Yeah.
06, 07, 08, 09, because they made four in a row.
Yep.
12.
14.
That's five. Yeah. And then the last three, the loss against Cronulla, the win against Cowboys, and the win last year for the Roosters. That's eight. This will be nine. Five wins, three losses.
Norm Proven, 10 premierships, I think.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah. Producer Charlie told me that.
Well, you can't... You can't say that the Roosters moved to buy him.
Yeah.
At a huge cost.
Yes.
In the end, it cost them Mitchell Pearce. I know Politis wanted to keep him, but, I mean, that's not even... To be honest, that... once last year happened,
that was over last
that
year.
That debate was over, but it just again. And, they know, got it right.
Probably got it right with Tedesco as well.
I was going to say, mate. Yeah, saying if you're outlaying, you know, two blue chip players like that, it's well worth it.
Mm. Yeah, how do they do it? Luke Keary.
Luke Keary, another decent
another
purchase.
Winner. Yeah. Another winner. He'll probably win the Churchill next week.
Yeah.
You want to guess the odds? Ladbrokes have put the market out.
Yep.
So,
$1.40 Roosters, and I'd say Canberra Raiders, $3.
Okay. Actually, I'll ask it a different way. Okay. How much start do you think Canberra's getting?
7.5.
All right. Give me a guess.
6.5.
Bingo. 6.5. Gerds has got it right. Wow. Yeah. So, there we go.
Okay.
And the over-under's 33.5. There's a million there will be a million markets on that game.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but there's 21 markets at the moment. So there we go. Roosters versus Raiders.
What's the history between the two clubs, Dan? Met twice this year, didn't they?
Magic Round.
Yep. Which was?
30-24 Roosters. Canberra came home like a train.
Yeah, I remember that one, yep. That's when Mitchell got injured, wasn't it, before Origin, and everyone was concerned. He limped around.
And then The bigger form guide, I would say, is their recent game down in the capital where the Roosters had players out and won.
Yes.
22-18.
Yeah, they did.
So that's the one where you'd go, okay, well, they match up pretty well, obviously, against the Raiders. But do you think Canberra's attack, you know, the way Bateman is sort of hard to read sometimes and he gets his offloads away, will it test the Roosters more than what Melbourne threw at them tonight?
Potentially,
you don't think the Roosters can be beat, do you?
Potentially, if
you got to throw them first, don't you? You got to create that.
They need to attack a hell of a lot better than what they did last night, because I think the Roosters their attack will stand up a lot more than what South Sydney's will. They've got a lot more potency on the edges. They've got a lot more variation to their play.
Yeah.
And they get Jared back, and they've got, you know, they've got so much more attack, I think, than South Sydney. And they can't be given so much, you know, ball and opportunity and expect the Raiders just to handle them like they did last night. So, and the Raiders, yeah, they need to find a way to score points against good opposition, and that's been a bit of an issue for them. And, I mean, you know, they've been able to keep Melbourne to low scores, and they've been able to win games, big games, with low margins. But I just get the feeling that they're going to need to come up with, you know, 18 points, 16 to 20 points against the Roosters, because the Roosters are going to get two or three tries.
I said earlier that the Roosters were keeping teams to 12 points a game. Now, it's actually Melbourne that were doing that, but the Roosters since round... Remember they were flogged by the Newcastle side in round 11, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Since then, this is what they've conceded. 19, 12, 14, 16, 15, 10, 12, 6, 18, 6, 12, 16, 6... Six.
And you know what, that just builds confidence right through your team. Look, whoever comes in, they know their role, they do their job, and Trent Robinson, he's a genius.
So if we go through the last two seasons, they conceded 12 against the Sharks in the first final, 4 against South with 2 penalty goals, 6 against Melbourne, I think it was 18-0 when they conceded, 6 against South when it was 30-0, and 6 here against the Storm.
Unbelievable.
34 points, a few of those points in garbage time, in 5 finals.
That's insane.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
So they really are a spectacular team, but also, God, they've got some grit. We'll have to check, too, on possible injuries. Luke Keary was cagey there, but we expect him to be okay. For everyone now who's getting in the car here at the SCG, might be a bit worried, or maybe they stopped thinking about Luke Keary's shot on Felice Kaufusi, which took him out of the game. Should Roosters fans be a little worried?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
Okay. Well, that wraps that up. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the press conferences on the other side of this as Triple M rocks the finals.
Three hot water. Triple M footy for McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Wrapping things up from the cricket ground, it's the Roosters off to the grand final against the Canberra Raiders. We have a celebrity tweeter here at @MMNRL. Do you want to do the honours, Gert? No.
Let Gert.
Someone a little bit more professional, Dan.
Yeah, you did.
From MG, and I might get it wrong.
I'll have to put the inflection.
Yeah.
This is MG.
Yeah.
20 seconds in. Push you, shove me. It's a prelim final. FFS. Let the big boys sort their S-H-I-T
stuff out.
I forgot that there was a swear word in there. No wonder you wanted me to read it.
Yeah.
Sin bin for that? Wow. It's called the softening up period. Let them. Who was hurt? I think everyone agrees with him.
Everyone agrees with him.
Of course.
That one.
Yeah. Especially next week.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I wonder who's going to get the job in the middle. You'd imagine Sutton, would you? And G? I mean, they're the two guys that did the job tonight. How many penalties were given away?
They usually get the best ref, unless there's a catastrophe in the prelim.
So Cummings goes into the pocket with next
I
week?
Would think.
Don't they have specialised pockets these days?
No. It used to be Ashley Klein would be the pocket for the big games.
He had
games.
The origins.
That's right. Yeah. He did last year's grand final, but he's down the...
pecking order.
The power ranking, so I think it'll be... Cummins was good last night.
Yep.
So it'll be fine. Sutton and Cummins, I would assume.
Yep.
So we have that to look forward to. You're doing Sunday Triple M NRL tomorrow. I think the show's on. I think you're off. But 12 till 3 is on tomorrow. Where are we drinking, boys? Saturday night in the finals. Aren't we going somewhere after this?
Sure, yeah. Where do you want to go?
Just go home, frankly.
Yeah, I'm going to Wollongong, bit of beach touch in the morning. Just relax.
You are a machine.
No, I just love it. It's good. I've got a week off. Actually, you know what? I've been playing too much golf, man. Three games of golf a week.
You haven't got to go to Melbourne this week?
Aren't you flying to Melbourne for the taping of Rhino work?
But it's not me. Anyway, it's not me, boys.
There's a mountain top that I'm getting lost.
I want to listen.
You know where I'll be. I'll be right shut down underneath the hot sun. Feeling like someone.
Yeah, that's Wendell.
That's not me. He can hear Favola. You can hear his voice.
Why are you throwing him under the bus?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Why are you throwing him under the bus? Mm. By the way, the punters have gone nuts for the Roosters. Ladbroke's odds have changed. $1.43. So there you go. And the line has already gone up to 7.5.
As I said.
So Wendell's right.
Yeah. I don't like being right, boys, but anyway.
Wow. Geez, the punters, they think the Roosters will win and win easily, it seems. So that's what we'll keep an eye on those markets there. Are we any closer to the press conferences?
But fairy tales do happen, except for GWS.
No one thought we were going to win in 2003.
Yeah.
No one gave us a chance.
Got to worry about those teams of destiny.
Yeah.
You know, Cronulla in 2016. Speaking of Cronulla, Chad Townsend last night tweeted that Canberra, he said, teams that defend like that can't be denied. Well, I'll tell you what. And he was talking about destiny. But then you look at the way the Roosters defend, you think, well, Jesus, they defend like a team we've never seen in the modern era.
They hey, boys, do. Our man of the match, Boyd Cordner, you think? There's a few good ones.
By the way.
Yeah, that's a good call. Cordner was outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, Tedesco was good at the back.
Was fantastic.
Yeah. There's a few that were just head and shoulders above everyone else.
Yep. I'll let you decide, Wendell.
No, well, I think Boyd could. I think he set that standard. Yep. I think he scored that first try, and then he was telling, especially when Kaufusi went off, he just sort of took control then.
We're locking one in?
Yeah,
Boyd Cordner. Mungo boots built for you and mine, ultra comfortable for the hardest of days. Something, there's going to be a drought broken next week. Either the Raiders will win their first comp in 25 years, or we'll have the first back-to-back in 20 years. Now, let's lock it in now, Wendell. Are you counting 97, 98? Because you sometimes count it and you sometimes don't. It's either 97, 98 or 92, 93.
92, 93.
So we're locking that in. Yeah. That's a former Broncos legend who was part of both.
Yeah.
We're not counting 97, 98.
No,
okay,
no.
So this will be the first back-to-back in 26 years if it happens. Okay, so 26 or 25 years. Bold press conferences not too far away. While we wait, bold predictions here for Jack Link's protein snacks. Ryan Girdler.
Tries for the Fives tonight. Morris and Addo Cartercross.
Not even close.
I just wanted to say tries for the Fives.
Yeah, not even close.
Wendell Saylor.
Cameron Munster, one try assist. James Tedesco, two tries. Oh, close.
Oh, yeah.
Close.
Did Munster get a try assist? I don't think Munster got a try assist.
He was close to getting one.
He wasn't?
Yeah.
He wasn't anywhere near getting a try assist.
There's a pass down the left-hand side there, he would have, you know.
Yeah.
There was space there.
Haven't the Roosters got his measure?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah,
In big games, they have his measure. Oh, this is right. I'm going to put down less than 20 points in the match.
Oh,
a defensive wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were
close for a while, Dan.
Yeah, been, no, it was 20 points, 14 to 6.
What? Oh, yeah? Yeah. Did you say less than 20 points, sir?
Shut up.
Well, you were close.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Well, you want to shake my hand over
well
that?
Well done. Yeah, because you're right. I snapped at you and you're correct.
You're angry, aren't you? You snapped at a couple of people. Yeah. Who else did you snap at? Or? Yeah. I won't bring it up, but you snapped at someone else during the game. Oh, you called Kaufusi. You pretty much called him a cheat. Said he went off and he wasn't concussed.
All I brought up was the 25-minute mark of games is when you see players often go off a concussion. But we also pointed out that Felice Kaufusi is an 80-minute player and that he doesn't normally go off for a rest. I believe you said, hey, if you can get 10 minutes break,
you take it. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Well, he took more than that.
Oh, mate. All right, we've got to go with the press conference. Yeah, is still a while.
Let's go. We've got a big weekend ahead.
Yeah, we have.
Grand finals next week.
Yeah, we've got to start.
Enjoy the week, everyone.
We'll do our notes from tonight. Thank you, Gertz. Thank you, Wendell. Thank you to the staff behind the scenes. We're back next Sunday. We're back tomorrow with Sunday Triple M NRL. Maroon and the team there. But the show's on as normal next week. So Saturday Triple M NRL, you're on as normal, aren't you, Gertz?
Yeah.
I believe so. And then Sunday, we're on from midday. So don't adjust your dials.
You're not doing the show tomorrow? Because I think Maroon's not having the day off because he's so upset about South getting knocked out yesterday.
Yep. Ah, ding, ding, ding. I texted him.
Did you text him?
I texted him. I told him. I said, sucked in. He didn't like that.
Nah.
That's too bad, mate. Unlucky, Maroon. And the Roosters, once again, reign supreme over your Bunnies.
Well done to the Roosters. Well done to the Raiders. We'll see them next Sunday. Triple M will rock the grand final.
CBUS Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers. Triple M NRL game highlights.
We are on the way. It's the NRL preliminary final. Asma Solomona hits it up first, and he runs straight into Taukeiaho.
It is on.
Yeah, they're coming in from everywhere. It was Taukeiaho and Asma Solomona.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Roosters are going to get a penalty 10 metres out. And it's 12 on 12. He moves in, strikes it,
nice.
Starts it way out left and brings it back. And the game starts with a penalty goal to the Roosters. What a bizarre opening. Roosters 2, Melbourne 0. Here he puts up a high ball coming down in the corner for Chambers. Here's Tupou. Tupou goes up, but the players are aware of it.
Really frustrated at the moment, the Melbourne Storm. I don't think they're going about their game plan the right way, Wendell.
And the Roosters have got their measure out wide too, as you said, you know.
And they're just dominating Melbourne at the moment with their defence.
The Roosters in their groove and on top. They lead the Storm 8-0. Here we go. The second half is about to begin. Last tackle, Cam Smith. Short pass, Asima Solomona. Reaches out, scores! Asima Solomona gets over. And just like that, the Storm. Verrills comes to Keary. A chip kick for the right side of the field. Up they go. Munster has it ripped out of his hands by Joey Martin. If it's legal, it's a wonderful Roosters try.
Does that touch the hand there of the other Rooster,
Tedesco?
It does. It touches his fingers.
James Tedesco knocks the ball on in the air.
Yes.
Exactly right.
So that is a bit of luck that Melbourne needed there. 16 minutes to go.
Two of the league heavyweights just throwing blows. Just throwing big blows at the moment. And both just withstanding.
Now it comes here to the right. Taukeiaho. Tedesco. Tedesco got there. But did he get it down? I think he did. Incident. Pappenhausen and Kenny Bromwich have crashed into each other. This is like South, was it last week?
Yeah, Dewey and
Dewey and Johnston.
Yeah.
That head clash is awful. You see Bromwich there just collect Pappenhausen with the top of his head on Pappenhausen's
James
jaw.
James Tedesco maintains position of the ball.
And that'll be the end of Pappenhausen's night, boys.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a try. Munster, he gets it off. They've lost the fuse. He threw a pass which goes to ground. They're fortunate on the first play.
That's it.
They can taste it now, the Roosters fans. It's all over. And O'Carr drops it. And the Sydney Roosters, just the fourth team in the NRL era trying to go back-to-back, that have made it all the way to the next year's grand final. The Canberra Raiders are waiting. What a mouth-watering grand final we have. The Raiders against...
against the Roosters next Sunday at ANZ Stadium.
For Ream Hot Water, Triple M Footy.